Campbell Benz. I knew he was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers who route on the corners where they're sparing for change. I started thinking, you know I started drinking. I don't really remember too much of that day. Something struck me funny when we ran out of money. Where do you go now when you're only
all right.
With the music execution and
it
the
is Drew Bravo Live. Hope you had a great day at work today. And it's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
Now, this is a very controversial story, but we're not going to argue the nuts and bolts of the reproductive rights debate because we've done that before. I think people feel the way that they're going to feel. I have an opinion. You have an opinion. We should respect each other and have civil discourse, as Seth Kushner likes to say today. This story might anger you, and that's okay. We'll decide after we speak to Diana Klein if you think what she's doing is okay or not okay. John, do you have a small clip of what Ms. Diana Klein, founder of Abolitionist Society of Tampa, videoed outside of Randall Middle School on YouTube?
Yes, this was supposed to just a couple days ago, just a short clip of her talking to some students out front of the school.
Explanation is, are you learning how to articulate your communication?
What if you get raped or something? What about? You have to have the kid and you're like 11 years old.
There's a lot of women who have been raped, conceived and raped, and they love their babies.
You're just another Republican.
Which baby was conceived and raped?
So, Ms. Diana Klein is going to Randall Middle School and quizzing children about their views on this very sensitive subject, and I appreciate Diana Klein making time and trusting us enough to have a dialogue with her. Diana, thank you very much for calling the show. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. And we're in the middle of a heated debate in this country as we look very closely at a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy and whether the moral or legal implications should be decided in the Supreme Court. Obviously, you feel the way you do. Tell me why you're going to Randall Middle School then and talking to other people's children about this very controversial issue.
Well, Randall Middle School is not the only school I go to, and it's not the only place I go to in general. I'm always looking for a public forum that I can go to engage in intellectual dialogue with either adults or children.
Okay. Do you find that kids are receptive at middle schools or high schools or wherever you go? Do you find that kids are receptive to the debate? Are you getting what you're looking for from them?
Absolutely, yes. The children is actually my preferred audience because they are actually more civilized than the adults, than most adults that I encounter. Huh. They truly see the humanity of the preborn child, unlike the adults who have been for years and decades been indoctrinated to believe that, you know, preborn babies are not human. We've dehumanized our own flesh and blood. Our own offspring has been dehumanized in our culture over the last, 50 decades.
So may I ask if you're a parent?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And so if your kid came home from school and said, Mom, a man was standing outside the middle school and he wanted to tell me why gay marriage is acceptable and he wanted to tell me that men should be able to love each other as a man and a woman, you'd be cool with that?
Well, do you think you're comparing apples to apples? Because you're talking about sexual content. I'm talking about human life. I'm engaging kids in that conversation. But with regard to your direct question, I don't believe in that situation. It's not appropriate. That's a male talking about sex to a child.
No, it's marriage. It's not sex, though. It's a civil union between two people. And my point is this. Mm-hmm. Someone, you should be okay with someone having a similar discussion about a controversial issue if you're okay going to a middle school to discuss a very controversial topic like abortion.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's
but
right.
That's not comparing apples to apples.
Sure it is.
I'm talking about human life. You're talking about sex. There's a difference.
No, there's no.
You know, I've had people tell me that when they see the victim image of a baby who's been murdered in the womb, they'll tell me that that's porn, that that's pornography. And I tell them that if they think that's pornography, they've got a problem. You know, that if they get sexually aroused with the photograph of a murdered baby, they're the ones with the sexual deviancy.
Sure.
You're not comparing apples to apples here.
Well, but I am.
If you were to ask me, if somebody approached one of my children on the subject about murder in the womb, I'd be perfectly okay with that because my children know. They know that that's a human life in the womb.
But Diana,
problem with that.
My point is this. You're choosing to talk to other people's kids about a controversial issue. So then you should be okay about another controversial issue, gay marriage, being discussed with your children, because where you see it as a sexual issue, two gay men might be abstinent. They might be celibate for their entire life, and it's not a sexual issue. So you should then accept if someone talks to your child about two men loving each other and why it should be legal.
Okay, so you're saying that that's what their discussion would be, is they're asking the child if it should be legal or not.
Right.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
You know, so what does that have to do with my discussion?
Oh, sure, it has everything to do with it because you're choosing to insert and inject your opinions into other people's children. So then you should be okay with other people doing the same thing to your children.
Well, all right. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. You know what I would do? I'm sitting here thinking this through. You know what I would do? I would go on that street corner and have a discussion with that man myself.
Okay, so then you are okay with parents having a discussion with you?
Absolutely, yes. I totally invite people to talk to me. We need to discuss this issue, absolutely, because it's being hidden. It's deliberately being hidden in our culture. People hear the term reproductive rights, and they don't even know what that means.
No, I think they do. Yeah. It means a woman's right to choose what she wants to do with her own pregnancy.
It means that a woman she doesn't have a right. That's the problem.
But she does. She legally does. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Roe versus Wade, but I mean the law of the land is currently that a woman, especially in Florida, does have the legal right to terminate her pregnancy. Whether you have a moral issue with that or not, she currently has the legal right to terminate a pregnancy.
That Roe versus Wade is an opinion of a court. It's not a law.
Right.
Only Congress can make law.
Right, but it binds.
And all this. No, all it did, it's just an opinion. So what that did was the actual law enforcement, the actual magistrates decided to decriminalize it. They didn't legalize it.
Okay.
They just decriminalized, just like marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana is still against the law on the federal level. All these states did was nullify the federal opinion that marijuana is that it's illegal. They're defying the court.
Right.
And that's what abolitionists are saying in regard to murder in the womb. We're saying Roe v. Wade needs to be ignored. It needs to be totally nullified. Just ignore it. And the magistrates of the lower government, civil government, need to establish their own laws to oppose this immoral act that is being imposed on our preborn children in our nation.
So we're speaking with Diana. I'm sorry. We're speaking with Diana Klein. She has made news because she carries a megaphone, carries a graphic large sign outside of schools, and quizzes children about their views on abortion. Do you think that you might be doing more harm than good when you talk to other people's children about this? Because other people, as a dad, I want to be able to instill morals in my son, and I believe I have the right to do that, whereas some stranger who has an agenda showing them graphic signs, that doesn't wash with me as a dad. Could you understand that from other parents feeling that way?
Well, all these parents that have their children in public schools, they don't even know, the vast majority of them don't even know the strangers in the schools that are teaching their children sex education. They have no clue what their children are being taught and indoctrinated with by the teachers, the adult strangers that are in the schools. The parents don't even know who they are. At least I'm out in the public square. I'm out in the open where parents can approach me anytime I'm out there. They can approach me. And I welcome them to come approach me, just like I would gladly invite you personally approach me like you are now.
Well, no, I see.
Approach me on this issue.
But I'm kind of different, though, because I believe in a woman's right to choose, but I respect your right to believe what you want to believe, and I'm going to believe what I'm going to believe, and I'm going to follow the law of the land, which allows a woman still to terminate a pregnancy, especially under cases of rape or incest, which needs to remain, I believe, legal in this country. But I would never in a million years be so presumptuous as to go to your kids and to try to teach them a lesson, because that's your job as a mom, is to teach your kids, and my job as a dad is to teach my kid. And you're thinking that your way, it comes off a bit sanctimonious, if I may say so without insulting you, that you think you know what's best for my kid to learn.
No, here's what the problem is, Drew, is that these parents who want to claim that I'm stepping out of line, they're allowing their child to be indoctrinated for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week in a government institution,
but
where they have no idea what
that's their choice.
Is
but
there.
Diana, those are their children that they brought into this world, so it's their choice to do so.
But what I'm saying is that's the parallel. The parallel is they don't know. Why are they griping at me when they have no idea what their child is learning from a stranger in a building?
I'll tell you why they're griping. I'll tell you why they're griping. I can speak for every single one of them. Because you don't have any room talking to my children about
Yes, I do. When the parents are allowing their child to be on a public sidewalk without the presence of the parent there, they have already submitted their child to public opinion. That's what's out there for these children. When you subject your child out into the public square by themselves, they are subjected to public opinion, and that's what I represent. I represent a certain percentage of public opinion in our town and in our nation, and I have a right to be heard because I'm out there with a righteous cause. Number one, these babies are the future of our planet. They're the future of life.
We're already overpopulated, just so you know. I don't know if you know this, Diana, but our Earth is dwindling in resources. We have too many people already, and
that's
if all these babies
you've
are...
You've been indoctrinated with that lie, too.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Let me tell you, Drew, I heard you earlier today. You were excoriating a man named Earl for knocking a seagull in the head with a rock and leaving him for dead. You were also wanting to shame an attorney for throwing a raccoon overboard on his boat that could have potentially harmed him if the raccoon had rabies. And all these people are going nuts because the guy, guess what, had other options. But then you want to sit here and condemn me, but because I'm saying women have other options, and one of those options is not to kill the baby.
I don't condemn you for your opinion, Diana. Again, I don't condemn you for your opinion at all. Sure, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just trying to explain you. I'm not condemning your opinion, just your methodology. I very much have a problem with you spreading your opinion to other children. I don't have a problem with your opinion, even though I might disagree with it. But the way you're going about it, in my opinion, as a dad, is highly inappropriate, and it borders on abuse to show them these graphic photos.
No, it doesn't. Again, you're trying to sensationalize this.
I'm trying to sensationalize it. You're standing and you're showing a graphic picture of an aborted fetus to children who just learned about algebra, and I am sensationalizing it.
And their suffering will be publicly displayed. That's what's happening. These children in the womb don't have a voice, Drew. They don't have a voice.
So why? What makes you the right to have their voice, though? Like, why are you their voice versus me? Why do you have to be their voice?
What about during the days of slavery? The slaves didn't have a voice. The only voice they had, the main voice they had, was people who stood up, like William Garrison and other abolitionists.
Okay. You get on me for apples and oranges comparing gay marriage to abortion, yet you'll bring up slavery when it comes to abortion. That, my dear.
This is about oppression. This is about
Woman's right to terminate a pregnancy and not bring it to term. That's it.
To kill their
you
baby.
Do, though. You have the legal
they
right
don't.
To do it, right now.
Nowhere in the United States Constitution for a woman to kill her baby.
Then how come a woman can go get it done legally right now? How come a woman right now could decide to terminate her baby in the first trimester and legally go get a procedure done safely? Do you think for a minute that if you're successful, that women aren't going to abort their fetuses?
And when they're found, they should be arrested for murder or attempted murder and tried by a jury of their peers for murder. And when they're found guilty, they need to be put in prison for whatever length of time that a judge or a jury deems worthy of them spending in prison to consider what they've done, to repent of their dirty deed and see if they're capable of being of coming back out into society with the rest of the civilization.
Okay, now
because here, these women are serial killers, is what they are. Okay. Anybody, Malcolm Jones here in Tampa, who kills babies at 3303 West Kennedy Boulevard, he kills at least 50 babies a week.
You're getting kind of crazy here.
The guy who knocked, you were saying earlier that poor Earl, you know, Earl who knocked the seagull in the head with a rock.
Right.
You were telling him that that's behavior that leads to killing humans and become a serial killer. This is exactly what happens if you follow the pattern of a lot of these people who do abortions, who go in and have their babies murdered. They end up abusing their children because they have instilled in themselves an act of violence.
Okay.
That follows them the rest of their life.
Sure. Again, Diana, I'm gonna reiterate that you feel the way you do, and while I might passionately disagree, I'm on the exact other side of the issue. I appreciate it.
I have a serious question for you.
Okay, but
you
one moment. I'm making a point. I will, but as soon as I'm done making this point, the beauty of this is that I, as an adult, can use my values and disagree with you politely, civilly, or passionately and disrespectfully, but you shouldn't be going up to other people's children and showing them inappropriate photos of a fetus being aborted, because that is out of line, and I believe it does more harm than good to your cause, because they look at you as if you are a monster. But yes, go ahead and ask your question. Yeah.
Well, my question is, have you had one of your babies murdered in the womb?
Yes.
Okay, there's the problem.
Why?
You want to justify, you've done the dirty deed of having one of your children murdered, and you want to justify it so bad by telling me how horrible and how shameful I should be for showing the very image of what you did to one of your own children. That's what you want to hide.
No, I don't want to hide anything.
You're trying to shift that blame.
Nope.
You're trying to shift that blame on me.
Nope.
When the fact is that these babies, there's public policy in America to murder babies in the womb. Their suffering will be publicly displayed by abolitionists. And I will see the day, no matter how long it takes, when this will be criminalized, when murder in the womb will one day be, we will live in a civilized society and not do this barbaric practice of killing babies in the womb, because love begins in the womb. We need to teach men and women like you to love your children. You should have loved your baby, not killed your baby. You should have loved your baby, Drew.
I did both.
You missed it.
So,
and you need to repent of that.
You need
to find forgiveness
in
Christ.
No, I'm good. I sleep well every night. But let me ask you this. Diana Klein is an abolitionist. She believes in that abortion is murder. And while I might not agree, she has the right to express that. My biggest issue, and I'm never going to change your mind on reproductive rights, you're never going to change my mind either. The inappropriate part is you approaching children when they leave a middle school. I would beg you as a dad to leave these children alone and let their parents parent them. You are in no position, and you come off judgmental, sanctimonious, when you think you know what's best to parent other people's children. It's a crusade of yours. I get that. Have that crusade with adults and let children be children. They've just sat in a school for 8 hours, and they deserve better than have a self-described lady who doesn't believe in the legal right to abort a fetus assault them with graphic photos and opinions that are inappropriate for a seventh grader.
Look, Drew, you're the father of a murdered baby. Okay, that's the reality of who I'm talking to right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
You're okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you, did you listen to all of that 11-minute video, YouTube video?
No. There was too much cursing and hurt my ears. Jesus doesn't like me to hear that.
And do you know where? Yeah. And do you know who the cursing was?
I know. The profanity came from the devil. The devil made those people curse, and I was disgusted. He did. He made those people use profanity. Yes.
Let's have some dialogue, Drew, please.
We have.
Okay. That profanity was coming from the children. It was coming from the students who were using profanity. One of the students even said that they were looking at porn, that they were being shown porn in the school. There was another child, 12 years old. They were talking about using condoms. One of the 12-year-old boys was.
Shouldn't a 12-year-old talk about using a condom? I mean, it's a responsible form of birth control for you. And kids, I don't know if you know this or not, kids start having sex a little bit earlier. So wait a minute.
Okay, exactly.
So then should we start talking to your kids about birth control then? If your kid's 13?
Exactly, which I do.
Okay, good.
I did.
You did because you're a parent.
And I did. Okay, now, but here's the thing. They're learning it in school. What I was providing them was part two of their sex education. They need to know that sex produces a baby and that this is a baby that they need to love and nurture. That's it. They need to love. And I told one of the children, one of the boys that was telling me how he just wants to rip the baby's head off. He even acknowledges that these are babies in the womb. And he had this wit. You talk about sadistic. And people who become, you know, who kill animals and later become serial killers. This is the exact type of behavior that leads to that. And you want to ignore that.
No, I wouldn't ignore it. I wouldn't ignore it. I would say that you inspired that response with your extreme methodology.
Oh, no.
You bring out the worst in people because you don't have a civil dialogue.
You're shifting the blame. Oh, please.
It's your fault. They wouldn't be telling you these things. Oh my God, get over it. I also have a 15-year-old son who I haven't yet murdered. Okay, I might when I get home, depending on how clean the house is.
See, that's what. But you want to excoriate Earl for knocking a seagull in the head with a rock.
Get over the seagull thing already. I don't care about Earl. That was just for comedic value. I don't give a rat's fat ass about a seagull.
We love Earl.
I know you don't. I know you don't. But you wanted to excoriate him because it leads to behavior of becoming a serial killer. It's death. It's murder, okay? It's the desire
But Diana, you're an adult and you can think that, and I'm an adult and I can think the opposite. Leave the children alone. They deserve better.
You know what, Drew? These children are being sexually indoctrinated in middle school. They are being raped in the schools.
Okay. Now you talk about sensationalism, Diana. Come on. Even you can't say that with a straight face.
They saw porn at school.
All right.
He watched porn at Randall Middle School. And who knows where else this is coming from, Drew. See, you don't want to see the reality of where all this is coming from.
I do.
And we need to get back to a civilized society that loves and nurtures all of their children.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you murdered one of your sons.
I did, and I'll probably murder another one before the day is through. But
you're a serial killer.
I am.
You
definitely
have the mind of a serial killer.
I definitely do. It's in a jar in my basement. But listen,
and you need to repent.
I repent.
Care about children, Drew.
Forgive me.
I
care about children a lot. I don't know how many iPads you've delivered to.
You justify your murder.
Yeah, I do.
This call is all about you justifying.
No, my dear. That is where you are wrong. This call is about two things. Number one, showing the insanity of a woman who addresses children when they're leaving middle school and how that hurts your cause, not helps it. And B, letting people know that they should watch their kids after school so that they don't get harassed by a lady with a cause and a megaphone and graphic pictures of aborted fetuses. Believe what you want. I will urge you again, leave my kids and leave other people's kids alone. They have nothing to do with you, and you shouldn't be inappropriately addressing kids who do not belong to you.
Lovethepreborn.com.
Okay, thank you.